Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Numbers 3 gives an explanation of the Levites' responsibilities. Small in number, Aaron and his sons would be the family of priests. Quote, Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Numbers 3, verse 2. But then we are sadly reminded that the first two, quote, had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord, and they had no children. Verse 4. So the priests would need the rest of Levi's tribe to help. The Levites were divided into three groups, named after Levi's sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Verse 17. Their responsibilities were twofold. First, towards people, quote, they shall attend to his, that is, Aaron's needs, and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting. Verse 7. Second, towards the holy things. Quote, also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle. Verse 8. The Gershonites camped on the west and were stewards of the coverings. Quote, the duties of the children of Gershon included the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the court, the hangings of the court, and their cords. Verses 25 and 26. The Kohathites to the south were the furniture movers. Quote, their duty included the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary with which they ministered, the screen, and all the work related to them. Verse 31. The Merarites on the north were the structural engineers. Quote, the appointed duty of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, its utensils, all the work related to them, and the pillars of the court all around with their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Verses 36 and 37. As it should be in the church today, if the Levites worked together, there would be unity, diversity, and harmony.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.